There's a bench there at the very top, and Big End is already seated, looking down and out across the Thames Valley, a fairy-lit London winking through a lens of climate, in large part generated by the vast settlement itself.
"Tell me no," he says.
"What?"
"Tell me you won't do it. Get it out of the way."
"I won't do it."
"You need to sleep on it."
She tries to frown, but she suddenly finds him unexpectedly comic. He knows exactly how much of a pain he can be, and something in his delivery lets her in on that, a technique for disarming people, but one that works. "What would you do with him if I found him for you, Hubertus?"
"I don't know."
"Become the producer?"
"I don't think so. I don't think there's a title yet for doing whatever it is that would be required. Advocate, perhaps? Facilitator?"
He seems to be gazing out over London, hunched attentively in his fawn raincoat. But then she sees the DVD in his hand. The kiss starts to replay. "You'll have to do it without me." He doesn't look up.
"Sleep on it. Things look different in the morning. There's someone I'd like you to talk with."
"Here," she says, removing his cowboy hat. She takes it in her left hand, allowing the creases at the front of her hand to align her thumb and fingers, first and second fingers, along the central depression, and tips it onto her own head. She leaves it there, but uses her forefinger to lower the brim with a single measured tap. "Like that." She looks at him from under the brim. "Remove it this way," tipping it off. She replaces it on his head. "The way you do it, it looks like you'd need a stepladder to get on the horse." He tilts his head back to see her from beneath the brim.
"Thank you," he says.
Case takes a last look out toward the fairy city. "Now drive me home. I'm tired." And in Damien's hallway, she stands on tiptoe to see that her single dark case-pollard hair is still there, spit-pasted across the gap between door and frame, then removes her seldom-used compact from her envelope, fingers brushing the hard, smooth cylinder from the robot girl. On her knees, then, to use the mirror to check that the powder she'd brushed across the underside of the doorknob is still there, undisturbed. "Thank you, Commander Bond."
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.